This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Taliban insurgents Wednesday captured airports in the Afghan provinces of Farah and Kunduz as they consolidate control, and U.S. troops complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan by the end of the month. The Taliban also say they are in control of 9 provincial capitals and closing in on others. The recent Taliban offensive has seen the insurgent group seize control of Afghanistan's border crossings with Turkmenistan, Iran, and 1 of 5 regular trade and travel routes with Pakistan. Afghanistan's security forces have been struggling to stem rapid Taliban gains, which have shocked the U.S.-backed government and its international backers. Meantime, senior Afghan officials are in Doha for the international conference, which will discuss the Taliban blitz across Afghanistan. Abdullah Abdullah heads the Afghan government's Reconciliation Council and is among one of the officials who will attend Thursday's talks. Ahead of the meeting, a Taliban political office spokesperson told Al Jazeera TV on Tuesday that if the Afghan government wants to go further down the political path and solve the problems through dialogue, we are ready. While the capital of Kabul itself has not been directly threatened in the advance, the stunning speed of the offensive raises questions of how long the Afghan government can maintain its control of the slithers of the country it has left. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The demographic makeup of the United States is changing rapidly, with a new report Thursday on the 2020 census expected to show that minorities accounted for all of America's population growth in the last decade, and that for the first time, the number of whites in the country has declined. The Census Bureau in April said the once every 10 years population count showed the U.S. had 331.4 million residents last year and grew just over 7% since 2010. Some demographers say whites could still be the largest single group in 2045, but will likely be outnumbered by a mix of other racial groups, including Latinos, Blacks, Asian Americans, and others. Half of more of the population growth among U.S. minorities in the last decade came from Hispanics, who have doubled their share of the country's population over the last 3 decades. Algeria begins 3 days of national mourning Thursday in honor of 65 people, including 28 soldiers who died from wildfires in the country's Berber region. Dozens of fires began scorching forested mountainsides in the Berber region on Monday, destroying homes and animals that provided livelihood for that region. The Prime Minister and Interior Minister both said this week that arson was suspected in the Kabul fires, despite a heat wave and high winds fanning flames. Zambians head to the polls Thursday to choose a new president, parliament, and local representatives in a general election that analysts say will be a test for one of Africa's pillars of democracy. President Edgar Lungu faces his fiercest competition from a familiar challenger, Hakainde Hichilema, one of 15 opposition candidates. Analysts predict a tight race to determine the country's political future, and a second round could result if a candidate does not receive more than 50% of the ballots cast. Security concerns have risen amid violent clashes in recent weeks between supporters of the two major parties, the ruling Patriotic Front and the opposition United Party for National Development. One of the confrontations left 2 people dead. Sudan's civilian cabinet has resolved to turn former President Omar al-Bashir and other officials over to the International Criminal Court to face multiple charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, according to a statement obtained by VOA from the Sudan News Agency. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.